Okay, so why don't we just quickly go over the basic issue from last night, and then we'll see if we could try to take a little further. The Gemara that we're looking at was on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph in Menachos, and we're dealing with the issue of a Tala She'ula. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yehuda. This is about 90% of the way down. Last narrow line. Tala She'ula. Kol Shloshim Yom Petura Min Atzitzis. The first 30 days that this talis exists as a Tala She'ula, as a borrowed talis, Petura Min Atzitzis, it's Potter from Tzitzis. Mikan Ve'elech Chayevis. From that point and on, meaning after 30 days, it's Chayevis and Tzitzis. And what we pointed out was that the Rambam's Lashon, like the Gemara's Lashon, really seems to suggest that the Talis continues to be called a Talis She'ula. And that's important. When we try to explain what happens after 30 days, we need to bear in mind that the Talis continues to remain a Talis She'ula. That's the halacha over here in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet. Ram says two things. Ksus shel shnei shutfin, chayaves. A ksus that's owned by shutfin, by partners, is chayaves. Because it says in the pasuk, al kanfei bigdeihem. It's written in plural. Al nemar ksuscha, elo lema'it she'ula. The lashon of ksuscha, which we saw last night in Devarim, that comes to be ma'it she'ula. A borrowed talis, but not necessarily a talis that's owned by more than one bailam. Shatalish Shaula Puturmanatsitis Shloshim Yom Kanvela Chayavis. Again, it still continued to be called the Tal Shula, but after 30 days it's Chayavis and Sitis. So we saw last night, there's nothing wrong with having a talis that has more than one bailam. Problem is where it has as far as the user is concerned, he's not the bailam. Right? You could have a person who is one of many bailam and that's okay. But the person who's using it is not a Baal, then he's going to be Potter because of the Miyat of Ksuscha. We didn't mention it last night, by the way, but that limit of Ksuscha is specifically mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara makes reference to it on two occasions, or at least two occasions. In Kuf Lamed Vav, I'm just going to make a quick reference to it. In Kuf Lamed Vav Amun Aleph, the Gemara actually brings couple of examples of things that could be owned by Shutfus. No, I'm just going to point out this Gemara. You don't have to look it up, but it's the Gemara here in Kuf Lamed Vav. Yeah. Tzitzis, afagav de chsiv rachmona ksuscha didcha in the Shutfin lo. So the Lashon Ksuscha specifically, the Gemara points out, is to limit the might talis she'ul. And then Tosos also makes a point of talking about this earlier in the Masechtan Kuf Yud on the base. Tosos says, again, quoting this idea of Tala She'ula Pater Petura Kol Shloshim Yom Mida Oraisa Petura, says Tosos. La'olam. It's always going to be Pater as far as the Torah is concerned. Kedekama Bereshis HaGez. Later on. Ksuscha V'lo Shalachir. Elafi Sheniris Keshalo Chayivuhu Chacham Mishloshim Yom Ve'elech. De'ein Derech L'shol Yosem Mishloshim Yom. Alright, so we'll come back to this Lashon. It's an important Lashon that we didn't see in our Tosos. Yeah.
Do we, I assume we don't have to because we haven't done it until now, but will we have to understand why, I mean, that's the problem, but why, since when it's yours.
Only Ksuscha?
Yeah, not Shula, or is that like more of a white question? For now.
I mean, that's the Gemara is bringing a pasuk. The pasuk is specifically ma'it anything that's not yours. Why? I think that'd be a separate question. I mean, maybe a hard question to answer, but
that's because the fact that they're saying the nature of man is to look at it as if it says after 30 days seems to.
I don't know if that he looks at it. Well, let's take it slow. Okay. Let's take it slow.
Really, what did
Heshi
say?
He was asking if we could answer the question of why there is a meat of ksuscha. And right now I'm saying the Torah specifically is memayit ksuscha. Right? The Torah specifically memayit sheula, rather. He uses the lashon of ksuscha to tell you only your ksus, but not someone else's. To answer that, yeah, right. That's I don't know why. Why that should be. We know that that's what it is. It has to be your ksus. You ask me what it is, I could tell you. Your ksus, yes. Someone else's ksus, no. For now, that I think we'll work with that. But what we mentioned last night was that there's clearly a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Right? Rambam says that after 30 days it's chayev, it's chayeves. The implication of that statement is that it's chayeves midaraisa. Right? The mid of ksuscha only goes so far. It only goes up to 30 days. After 30 days, there's no more mid of ksuscha and yichayev. Or the beggar, I should say, it's chayev. Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Alright, let's take a look again at the first few lines of that Tosfos. The Tosfos again is Menachas Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibar Maschil Talis Sheula. Yes, you want to take a crack at that?
From the top?
Yeah, take it from the top. We're not going to go through the whole Tosfos, just the first couple lines here.
Right,
before he gets into Mezuzah, we're going to just focus in on the Tzitzis issue. I'm sorry? Tosos Dibra Maso Talis Sheula.
Even Dr. Mikan, the Stam Sheila, Shoshim Yom, Tabo Halva, very common to Democrats.
Good, stop there. It says, don't be Medaic from here. Don't be Medaic from here that we have a similar rule as we have with regard to Halva. With regard to Halva, we have a rule, Stam Halva is for Shoshim Yom. It says, don't try to learn from here that you have a rule like this, Stam Sheila for Shoshim Yom. Why shouldn't you learn that way? Dafka. Maybe it's just talking about talis. Now, again, it's important to see that ha'ara on the bottom. Let's read that in. Right? Everyone looks at the talis as being borrowed up till 30 days. Right.
Nearest
Kishala. Now, Dr. J correctly said last night that this sounds almost like a Maris Ayin issue. And that's what it sounds like from this Lashon. That really, this talis is potter. This talis is potter. For the first 30 days that you wear the talis, everyone looks at you and says, what? Oh, it's talis she'ula. Right? Because it's within 30 days. People borrow talis for 30 days. But after that, already begins to have the appearance of something that's not shul, even though it is. It's still borrowed. So you really not chayiv in tzitzis, but because of this problem, let's read the last couple words there. Avamidaraisa petura. Avamidaraisa, this beged continues to be pater, or to be petura. So you have Rambam's lashon implies that after 30 days it's chayavis. Tosfos clearly is saying openly that it's going to be. But chayavis midrabanan because there's an additional issue of we call it maris ayin.
Is he including the borrower when he talks about the nearest?
Good question. I'll read you the lashon and Tosfos and Chulin. You get a little more detail, but let's just read a little bit more of this the way it appears here. Kidid arshin an reshit ageiz zoncha v'lo shel acher. Now stop over there with mezuzah because that's a totally unrelated issue. I mean, it's not unrelated as far as the Gemara is concerned, but it's unrelated so far as we're concerned at the moment. And he's getting into a question of the maskir and the socher and 30-day rule regarding mezuzah. So what do you have here? Tosfos learns that after 30 days it's chayav midrabanan for an outside reason, and Rambam learns that it's chayav midaraisa. Right, let me read a little bit of Tosfos and Chulin. Then we'll come back to, maybe we can try to get a little bit of a hesber here in the Tosfos. So Tosfos and Chulin those that are home and following along, if you want to look it up, it's a Tosfos on Kuf Yudam and Beis in Chulin, where he writes Midaraisa Petura LaOlam. Clearly, not like Tosfos, not like Rambam rather. Get the Kama Breishis Hageiz Ksuska V'lo Sha'achelim Elafish Niris Kishelo Chayvuhu Chachamim Mishloshim Yom Ve'elech De'ein Derech Lishol Yos Mishloshim Yom U'mikan Dikdik Rabbeinu Tam B'stam She'ein Lo Shloshim Yom Kimo Hava. He says from here Rabbeinu Tam was medayik that there is such an idea of Stam She'ein Lo Shloshim Yom, like by Hava, as we say by Makas Hamavas Chaver Stam In Rashay Lutovo Pachos Mishloshim Yom. Then Tosfos doesn't like that. Whoever this was, Tosfos Shan, so one of the other Bayi Tosfos, doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam. He pretty much goes to town on the on that idea of Stam She'ela being Shloshim Yom, like Halva. He says that's not a Raya. And he goes to many, many reasons why it's not a Raya. The first thing that he says is, Ve'ein Rasha, I'm sorry, Nir De'ein Raya Mized, Achanami, Amrinam, Bahatacheles, Hasocha Bayis Chutzul Oretz, Kol Shloshim Yom Potim, and Amazuzah, Afal Gav the Stam Shiris. Alright, that's the next issue there. Maybe we'll take that up. You make a bracha on a shu'ula. So maybe we'll get into that a little bit. He doesn't like the idea that Stam She'ela is Shloshim Yom. But what sense do you get from this Tosos and back over here in Menachos that he's saying, don't think there's a Stam She'ela for Shloshim Yom? Let's say there was. Let's say Tosfos would have agreed that there's a rule of Stam She'ela for Shloshim Yom. Would that change the opinion of Tosfos regarding the Talos after Shloshim Yom? Right, Tosfos is saying it's only Drabana. And don't tell me anything about Stam Halva, right? That's not a rule over by She'ela. It's only Drabana. It almost sounds like Lu Yitzu, there was a rule of Stam She'ela for Shloshim Yom, and he would say, yeah, Nechnami, now it's Daraisa.
Right.
So why would you say that? Why would you say that? Okay, so we're in Hilchos Malva Velova, Perikid Gimel Lachahei, and the Rambam said, Stam Nove Lamed Yom. Stam Nove Lamed Yom. Or as we normally say, it's Stam Halva is Lamed Yom. Okay. Bein b'shtar, bein al peh, bein al mashkon. Vim hisna.
Vim hisna she yitba. Bechol eis, she yitzir yishlo.
Oh, 1 second. You have bechol eis?
Bechol eis.
Standard Rambam has bechol zman she yitzir. Not that it really changes anything. Right?
Right.
Yishlo letovo biyomo she tznai mamonu. But what does that mean? What does that last line mean? Well, first of all, what is the Rambam saying generally? What is the Rambam saying generally here?
Why is he making a halva? Why is he speaking on Shar Bein Al Peh?
Yeah, the different types of halvos. So he's saying all halvos.
Yeah.
He's just showing you the different categories. He's saying this rule applies across the spectrum of halvos. Right? But what does that last line mean? The Stam Halva is Lamed Yom. Vim Hisna She Yitva B'chol Zman She Yirtza Yesh Lo Litva B'yomo She T'nai Mamonu. What does that mean, T'nai Mamon? I think you can take it back any time.
It's a sort of a violence, really, on the worth of the...
What do you mean?
He's like a
Who are you talking about?
The borrower?
Mm-hmm. No, what does it mean that he could be Tovei? Im Hisna Sheyitva B'chol Zman. They made a certain condition within the loan. In other words, it wasn't a Shloshim Yom loan, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight.
He made it tonight. So the Rambam says, oh, that's okay because it's Tanai Mamanu. Tanai Mama.
Wait. What does that line mean?
Yeah. So the next Rambam is Perek Chaf Halacha Yud.
What? That's Esrim?
That's not right.
Yeah, I don't see that.
I'm sorry, Perek Chaf Vav. Perek Chaf Vav, my mistake. Chaf Vav Yud, toward the end, second to last Perek. You got it? Cotton. So what's the case? Go ahead, Hashem, why don't you read it? Yeah. So you have a katan that took out a loan, right? Chayev lefroa, he's chayev to be pore when? Oh, the shalim? Okay. Okay.
Ain't close to the star. Ella harbor he malve al pe, off al pi, shekano biyadu.
So what's the din over there? There's Alpi din, right? Cotton doesn't have das, right? He doesn't have das. But nonetheless, we're telling him that he's chayav to pay back.
If it doesn't include a clue, how could that be?
Good. So what's going on over there? What is mechayav him to pay back? Nothing to do with his das, apparently. Nothing to do with his das. It's the fact that he got the money. Apparently the fact that he took the money, that's what's mechayev him to pay it back. Okay? Well, in halvah, so sometimes we look to the das of the malva and das of the lova. Over here, the Rambam is saying, listen, this cotton took it. What's mechayev him to pay has nothing to do with his das as a lova. Because there's no such thing. Right? Cotton, not a bar das. Okay.
When we say,
that
could mean.
Let me just finish my thought. Yeah. How do you know this has nothing to do with halva? How do you know that his chiyuv doesn't stem from halva? Yeah, but normally we have that rule. When you tell me I'm chayim mitzad in the das, what's the stam das? The stam das of a halva is for shloshim yom. This kid who's taking the loan at 11, you can't tell me he's chayim at 13 because that's a function of the das, right? So he sees something else is going on here. Avi, you hear what I'm saying?
I'm not following.
So the way. His chayivus works in a halva is that we look at the das of the parties. Guy, the lender gives the borrower the money, and there's a stam halva. So we say, oh, how long was the loan for? 30 days. Or if he stipulates, so it's a different period of time, right? Is that clear?
What?
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Now, the first halacha of the Rambam says there's something called a Tanai Mamon, and that they could work out a certain detail within their arrangement that allows them to be Toveya B'chol Eish Yirtzeh, B'chol Zman Yirtzeh. Now the Rambam says that you have a case with a cotton, and he's also going to be Chayav to pay. Now if he's Chayav to pay Kishe Yagdil, when he's older, that's not a Stam Halva anymore. That's not a shloshim yom halva.
Clearly not.
So El Mai,
let's say he was
30 days before his bar mitzvah.
Yeah, before became a cousin.
Right.
Wait, excuse me.
Yeah.
The phrase chayam b'shalem kesha yagdil. I think there are two ways of taking this. One is he has to actually pay it, even though he took the loan out when he was a cotton, but that's one thing, he has to pay it as opposed to not paying it. And two, he has to pay it, he doesn't have to pay it until Hachayagdi. As opposed to paying it within the, at say, 30 days. And 2 months later, She'en Kinyan Miyad HaKatan Galum. That's why, isn't that the reason that you can't expect him to pay it back?
Because what?
Because you can't.
So why is he paying back? Why is he paying back then? Exactly. Why is he paying? Why? It's not a halva. It's not a halva. So why does the Rambam say over there in that other case when you have when you collect less than within 30 days, the reason why you have to do it is because it's tnai mamon? What does that mean? It's tnai mamon. So what the Rav wanted to say over here for these two Rambams was, you see that halva has a rule. Astam halva, as far as the Torah is concerned, halva is a certain surah. Halva is shloshim yom. That's halva. Anything more or less than that is not a halva. It's not called halva. It's going to call it tnai mamon if you hold. That's a machlokas, whether you could have something called a tnai mamon or not. Right? But now you'll tell me the reason why you have to be toveya, that's because of the special rule of tnai mamon. Over here, why is the katan chayiv? Not because of the, not because it's strictly speaking it's a halva. It says that the halacha was that this katan is mechayiv himself by the kabal sakasef. Not because he says das of a lover. Because a halva is only for 30 days, not more, not less. And if you make a tanai for less or for more, then according to the Rambam, it's not a halva. The person is not chayiv midin halva. He's chayiv for some other reason. Right? You can't be mechadesh halva. That's what I'm saying. You can't be mechadesh. You can't be mechadesh halva. No such thing. Halva is shloshim yom.
Because there's a das of shloshim yom, the contract has no das. But he's chayiv to pay. So because he doesn't have das, there's something else going on.
And
what that is
it's separate. Something
and therefore he's chayiv. Now he's chayiv.
Right. He's chayiv to pay for a separate reason because he got the kesef.
Physically,
he has kesef. It doesn't belong to him.
He still has the.
Right. There's a whole. There's an interesting shaila in general. Like if a cotton causes nezik when he's a cotton, what happens when he's older? Does he chayiv? Is he chayiv to pay? That's a whole the question in the postgame. You know, you did an aver when you're cotton. Do you chayiv to do a tshuva when you're a gadol? I mean, all these kinds of questions like that, right? But as far as a halva, you think it's not called a halva. There's no such thing as a halva for all those amount of years. Stam halva is a shloshim yom. A person can't be mechadish a new type of halva according to his own ratzon. Just like you can't be mechadish other types of arrangements that aren't as far as the Torah delineates. So if that's the case now, what can we now go back and look at Tosos? Tosos says stam alva is one thing. There's no such thing as stam she'ela. But what did we say? We said that if in fact there was a rule of stam she'ela, then it would be doraisa. Why? Why would you say that? Why would you say that if there was a rule of stam she'ela, then after 30 days you'd be chayv min haTorah? That halva has a specific hagdara. It's mugdar as being money that's lent for a certain amount of time. Right? That's the time that the Torah is set up. That's what halva is. Shloshim yom. Now, if you say the same thing with the truth of she'ela, that there's a 30-day rule that makes it something a she'ela. Now, what happens after 30 days? It's something else. It's something else. You follow what I'm saying? If as far as the Torah is concerned, there's an objective rule called Astam Halva for Shloshim Yom. Anything less, anything more is not Halva. That's something different. The Chiyuv stems from something else. Tnai Mamon, or maybe the fact that the Kesef got was given to the Katan, and the Katan has some type of Tfisa on the other person's Kesef. Whatever it is, that's not Halva. Stam Halva Shloshim Yom. Oh, so if you have a rule called Stam She'ela for Shloshim Yom, then what happens for the first 30 days that I have your talis? What do I have? I have a She'ela. I have a She'ela. And what happens on day 31? I have something different. I have something different. So the Rav wanted to say that what Tosis meant was as follows. That if in fact there was a din of stam she'ela for shloshim yom, what I would have for shloshim yom is, and this we sort of alluded to this last night, I would have a kinyan in the a kinyan she'ela, what he calls a kinyan she'ela. I have my rights to use it, right? My rights to use it are only in terms of a she'ela. In other words, they're not mine per se. The rights to use it are not really mine. They're borrowed.
What do you say?
They're borrowed tashmishim. They're tashmishim she'ulim. They're borrowed tashmishim. I have a right. I have a right to make these uses, but these uses are basically borrowed. The borrowed uses, right? But what happens after 30 days? Then it's like I have a kinyan on the tashmish. I don't own the object. I don't own the object, but I have sort of a kinyan on the tashmish. So he says, if that's the case, now you can understand Tosis. Now you can understand Tosis. How do you understand Tosis? For 30 days, I have a tashmish. Levisha is... What kind of tashmish is my levish? Am I wearing it? Is it? It's a kinyan she'ela. Now we had this in kiddushin. The truth is, we had this even in kiddushin. We wanted to be mechalik between a kinyan haguf and a kinyan peiros. Remember? So where you have the thing itself, you have a kinyan haguf. But you could still have a kinyan in the peiros. This is when we were talking about matan amas ahas here. We spoke about this. So a kinyan she'ela means that the guf hadavar is still kani to the bailam. The tashmishim belong to me, the Torah is kinyan she'ela. So when that's all I have, then it's pata from tzitzis. But it's not ksuscha, it's shalom. What happens after that? If in fact there was such a rule, what would happen after that? It's not a kinyan she'ela. It's a different type of kinyan. It's no longer a kinyan she'ela. It's a real kinyan. It's a kinyan mamash. What's the kinyan mamash in the uses? It's a kinyan in the tashmishim. First thing I have is a kinyan tashmishe she'ela, tashmishim she'ulim. And after 30 days, I have a different type of kinyan. I have a kinyan that's called a kinyan in the tashmishim are knuyim to me. First they're she'ulim to me, and then they're really knuyim to me after 30 days, if that was the case. Because why else would you give it to me for more than 30 days? If 30 days, this is a stam she'ela, is for 30 days, by giving me more than 30 days, you gave me more than you would have given me for 30 days. 30 days, all you're giving me is a right to use it as a borrower. But if you give me more than that, now you give me more of a vested interest in this object. It's true, it's not mine, but you gave me some type of higher level of usage. And that apparently would demand tzitzis. That would demand tzitzis. Now, what about those other cases where you require ownership on something? If Siska tells me I have to own it, then why is this kinyan enough to be mechayev tzitzis? Oh, so you see, it's different. It's different than lulav. Lulav would not work this way. Lulav would not work this way. What's the din by lulav? We said last night. Lulav that's owned by shutfim is no good. You can't be also the lulav that's owned by shutfim. Why? Because you have to have a kinyan, an absolute kinyan in the guf hadavar. And I don't have that. All I would have is rights, you know, I'd have absolute rights to use, but I don't have absolute ownership. That's the mere fact that it's owned by someone else. But apparently by tzitzis, you don't need that. You wouldn't need that, perhaps. And as that's what Tosus is coming to say is because this is not the case. Right? It's not the case that there is such a rule. But lead, so there was such a rule, then you would mechayev the beged. Why? Because for a beged to be chayev in tzitzis, you don't need an absolute kinyan haguf. You need absolute kinyan tashmish. And you have that. Right, let's say two people own, and that's the Rambam says that. The Rambam says in that original halacha, what was the lashon of the Rambam there? Talas
Hashutfin.
What
halacha
was it? Gimel Dalet. Gimel Dal, I think it was Perikol. What? Sitzis? No, that wasn't Sitzis. No, am I mistaken?
So shall we kind of fail?
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah. So shall Shnei Shut Kayavis, Shnever all confiding Gayan. Well, the Rakshusha, Ramai Hashula,
good.
Talus Hashula, Petorbin Atitha, Shoshu, Hama Elfayos.
That's good. But what would you say about the Esrog we mentioned last night? The Gemara above Basra says not like that. The Esrog of Shushim is not good.
Well, that would be the same case as Lulav, that's Biron, no?
I'm saying the Lulav and Esrog, I mean the same thing. Right, L'chachem L'chem. L'chachem L'chem, it's not good. Why? Oh, because apparently over there, L'chem demands that you have an absolute kinyan haguf. But where two people own it, whatever the arrangement is, if I own it one day, you own it one day, or we both own the same thing, neither one of us has an absolute kinyan haguf. We both have absolute rights to use it, right? We each have an absolute right to make all the tashmishim that come along with this object, but we don't have a right to own the object exclusively. That's a bar for lulav and esrog. But for tzitzis, apparently, that's not the case. Tzitzis could be owned by shutvim. Why would that be chayav and tzitzis? Oh, because apparently all you need for tzitzis is an absolute right to be able to use all the tashmishim. So that's why, if in fact there was this rule of 30 days for Stam She'elah, after that, what would happen? You would move from a kinyan of kinyan She'elah to a more of a kinyan. I don't know, it's a hard to. He does. He says, originally says the Tashmishim are not yours, Betorah's Tashmishim She'ulim. I'm sorry, after that, rather. After that, they're not no longer Tashmishim She'ulim, they're Tashmishim Kinuyim. You have a kinyan on the tashmishim. You acquire a kinyan on tashmishim. Up until 30 days, you have a kinyan she'ela. Everything that you're doing is betoras she'ela. I'm partaking of a use that is a borrowed use. But after 30 days, I'm making a use that's konoi. I was kona the tashmish. That's a kinyan peiros. And apparently that would be enough. It's a very interesting idea. So that's what he wants to answer up for Tosfos.
But Tosfos says don't look at it like that.
Tosfos is saying there's no such rule. But if there was such a rule,
then
this is why it would be chayv midaraisa. But since there is no such rule, it's only chayv midarabanan because of the separate reason of the marasayim, that it looks like it. Looks like it. That's the only reason why it's chayv. But if in fact such a din would exist, you're right, it would be chayv. Because you would move from one level of kinyan to another level of kinyan. And that level of kinyan would be chayvim min haTorah after 30 days. So what do you say for the Rambam? So what do you think, what does that mean about the Rambam? Does the Rambam hold that there is a rule of Stam She'elah for after Shloshim Yom? Or up to 30 days? There is such a rule? Could be. I mean, it could be that's what he holds.
Yeah.
But the Rambam holds just like there is a din of Stam Halva. For Shloshim Yom, there's a din of Stam She'elah for Shloshim Yom. That's why you chayv min haTorah after Shloshim Yom. That there is that rule. Right. That rule which tells us coming to tell you don't say that.
Right.
The Rambam's saying, yeah, that is true. He doesn't speak it out like that, but it sounds like that's what he'd be saying. In other words, just like the Rambam says that is the nature, that's the nature of a halva, that it has to be that way, anything more or less is something else, you'd say the same thing by She'elah. That She'elah has a tzura to it also. We'll call it a Shloshim Yom rule. So once it's more than Shloshim Yom, it is something else. Right, this idea that Tosa is saying is rejected, it sounds like maybe the Rambam is saying this is really the way it works. This is the way it is. Why? Because what happened? Oh, because the nature of your kinyan changed. First you have a kinyan she'elah, and now you have a kinyan tashmish. But by the esrog, it wouldn't work that way. Why? Because by esrog, you have to have a kinyan aguf. That's lachem. Lachem demands a kinyan aguf. Okay? Avi, with us? All right, man, stay with us. I'll just read you one line that he has over here, okay? This is Kasha Laham is called Zeb at Piske Haramba. Shalom Atsina Lo Shayifsok Lahedri, the Stam Shayla Lamadyo. So it's hard to fit into the Rambam because the Rambam doesn't openly say that there is such a thing, but maybe that, maybe that's what he means. He looks like maybe the Rav wasn't so happy because he couldn't point to a specific lashon in the Rambam that showed that there was such a rule. But certainly working from Telsos, sounds like the Rambam could certainly entertain such an idea. It's not unreasonable to entertain such an idea. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of related points. There's one question that I can't work out, but maybe together we could try to discuss it and see what we can come up with. But the first question is a question of these 30 days that you have to have, do they have to be consecutive or not consecutive? Right?
If you skip every other day. You have to have 30 days of actual Nisho or 30 days just of what you take possession of.
Yeah, so I'll read you the halacha inside and see what I mean. Okay? This halacha in Or Chaim, Simen Yedaleh. Sif Gimel. Hashel mechaver talis she'ina mitzuyetzes. You borrow a poncho, no tzitzis on it. Potter milahatil but tzitzis kol amid yom. You're not chayav to put tzitzis on for the first 30 days. Dichsiv ksuscha. Right? Gemara Chulin. V'lo shalachir. Aval achal amid yom chayav midrabanan. It's a pasuk in like Tosos that midrabanan. Rebnei shenirus kishalo. He uses that lashon of nearest kishalo. That's Tosos's reason. Nearest kishalo. Your marzayin idea.
Yeah, I realize that. Yeah.
Says the Ramah, v'im hechziro toch lamed, v'chazar v'locho, eno mitztarif, rak bo'inan lamed yom mitzufim. It's in the Mukhe Yosef, quoting the Ritva. Nechaz tzitzis. All right? Why would you say that? Can you try to explain that? Why would you say that?
Say what?
Why would you say such a rule that if you returned it in the middle and took it back, it's not good?
What do you mean not good?
You're not chayiv.
God, not chayiv. So it's like a new...
Starts again.
Like it start. The count starts again.
The clock starts over.
The reset button.
Then it should also be, when you borrow what you can't have to sign it. Even if the guy put it on beforehand.
Well, that's a whole separate problem. Let's take one step at a time.
But when you return this, like when you have the garments, right, and you go around wearing it for the 15 days, people start to assume that it's your garment, but they're not 100% sure yet. Then when you return it and they see the other guy wearing it, and then he returns it to you, you have to wait, another 15 days. You would need another 30 days in order for people to consider it your garment again.
Say that last thing again.
The reason why it's not good is because let's say you lend me a garment, right?
Good.
And I have it for 15 days. So when people see me wearing that garment for those 15 days, they start to assume that it's mine.
Good.
They don't assume yet.
Good.
But once I return it to you, and you wear it that, let's say even one time, and people see it with you, and then you return it to me, you would need another 30 days on. After that, solidify that it's yours. Or to make people assume that it's yours.
Good, I think that's good. I think that's, that fits in with Tosos's Lashon. What are you saying? Yeah, I'll recap what he said. But this, what you're saying fits in with Tosos's Lashon. Why? Midoraisa Petura, this is Tosos and Chulun. Midoraisa Petura Leolam, Kedekam Gracious Agaz. Ksuska Veloshal Acherim. Elafisha Niris Keshalo, Chayvuhu Chachamim, Mishloshim Yom Ve'elech. De'ein derech lishol yosem mishloshim yom. Mikan dictate Rabbi Natan. What?
What is it from derech?
It's not the derech. Ein derech lishol yosem mishloshim yom. So obviously like this. If the whole thing is predicated on this concern that it looks like you're wearing a talis without tzitzis. So everyone knows that a talis that's shol is not yours. I'm sorry, a talis that's shol is not chayav and tzitzis. Oh, but if they see you wearing a talis and treating it like yours, then we have the Marasayim problem. So now what are you going to say? So I'll wear it for a few days, I'll give it back, I'll take it again, and you can tell me it's mitzdarf. Now I use it for 30 days? No. Because the idea of the Maris Ayin, if you will, only sets in once they see me using it in a way that's demonstrative of it being mine. And that can only come about through a 30-day use. Because anything less than a 30-day use is not a use of bilus. Right, Avi? That's what you're saying. In other words, since people don't generally lend for more than 30 days, once I wear it for 30 days, then a lot of people say, oh, he's wearing his baguette. But if I wear it for 15 days, and then I give it back, and then I take it again, so that levisha is not a levisha that looks like a levisha of bilus. Now, even let's say the guy goes away for a day, he comes back, and you know, he, as far as he's concerned, you've been wearing it for 31 straight days, but there was a break in the middle. It can't work that way. It has to be objectified in terms of your levisha. Right? When Chazal set up the halacha, even if it's predicated on Maris Ayin, it has to have a particular tzura. So they said a levisha of 30 days is a levisha of sheila. That's a bar levisha. More than 30 days, that looks like a levisha of ownership. That we're worried about, even though it's not be'etzim, it's not levisha that's yours. It's not ksuscha, but that type of levisha is a levisha of ksuscha. So when you have a 30 consecutive day levisha, since that already now is Levisha of Ksuscha, then we want you to put on Tzitzis Midah Bonim because of Marasai. But if your Levisha is anything less than that, you're right, even though it's Mitzdarif altogether, 30 days, that's not the type of Levisha that we're worried about. You have little Levishos. Yeah.
Okay, so he borrows the talis, returns it after 15 days, then takes it again. What's the interval between returning it and then taking it again, borrowing it again? 1 day, 5 days?
I would say even 1 day.
They should borrow it. Use it. Give it back.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. But now, but be'etzem, it's borrowed.
Yeah.
It's be'etzem borrowed. You returned it.
It's only borrowed.
That's it.
But if it's only 1 day,
what?
Many people might not notice that. Oh,
that's what I said. It's right. Even though if it's for a day or two, halacha can't obsess about marasayin. It has to be set up based on an objective type of maisa. And the maisa that they attributed to, like you have by Ner Chanukah. So Ner Chanukah, the Gemara says, you light Mishum Chshad in a chatzah that has two psachim. Right? There's a certain form. We don't say well, what if a guy comes this way? What if a guy comes that way? There's rules. There's specific cases that are yes, chshad cases, and cases that are not chshad cases. Right? We don't say any case that a person could suspect. And I'm just giving that as an example. Right? Bas b'chol, there were certain cases that they were choshish for. Shatness, there were certain cases that were choshish for. But it's not every single thing that guy thinks, maybe I'm doing this, that's called marasayin. And the truth be told, there is really a distinction between chshad and marasayin, two separate categories. Maybe Kedai take that up another time. But that's a good sugi. And so that's a shah sugi. You have to really go through all the cases to try to explain the difference between them. But you see, there's no sweeping halacha that I always have to worry. Well, maybe the guy's going to think I'm doing something different. Certain cases they said yes, certain cases they said no. Right? Certain objective cases. So Levisha of Shloshim Yom, or 31 days really, of Yosem Shloshim Yom, that's what they were gozer on. Because that's the type of Levisha that already begins to look like a Levisha of Ksuscha. Now you're right. 15, take away a day, plus 15, as far as the onlooker is concerned, you're right. Maybe he thinks it's really... it's ksuscha. Yeah, but halacha can't work that way. Mm-hmm. Halacha can only aser the maisa that looks like ksuscha. The maisa that looks like ksuscha is a maisa levisha of shloshim yom, or really shloshim plus. Okay? Now what's interesting, and this is what I don't have an answer to. Piskei Tshuva brings down in Hilchos Mezuzah, Avi, remember we discussed this, Piskei Tshuva? Piskei Tshuva brings down in Hilchos Mezuzah, a question in the poskim, whether or not the same rule applies to Mezuzah. When I say that I'm chayiv mezuzah for being soaked at a house in chutz laretz after shloshim yom, do those shloshim yom have to be consecutive or not? Now, what would you say over there? Could we think about that for a minute? You had a question?
Yeah.
Okay, it's the piskei tshuva over here in Simon Reish Pei Vav, Sivkot and Tad Zayin. The Mechaber says, "Hasokar bais b'chutz laaretz, Vadar bepundak beretz Yisrael, potem imezozah, shloshim yom. Zocher bayis beretz Yisrael, chayim imezozah miyad, mishum yishav beretz Yisrael. This was the Gemara that we discussed last night. V'adim l'shoel bayis, dino kisocher. If you borrow a house, it's just like renting. I don't care if you're just squatting there or you're actually renting, the rule's going to be the same. The shloshim yom rule will apply when it's appropriate. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, ayim b'tshuvas Rabbeinu Akiva Eger, Sof Simon Tzalach Vov, Shekosov hu adin asocher beis teven ve'etzim chayv mezuzo.
That's a sign of...
One second, I think I have the wrong place here. Here, it's Yud Zayin, I'm sorry. Potem mezuzah lam yom. Ayin be'ish lavram mashakosav im rotza v'chulei v'ayin be'ish lavram barachayim. Depashet le derashay lahachmer levorech mihad yisa b'sholchan arasham tziv gimel. Tal shul p'tur mitzitzes kol lam yom. Because my Avram Sham, Hashem tells us our Rosh, dam avorech lehisad ayin sham. V'chein hello b'tshuvas rav m'shul. Yud Ches. Kosav b'ri im amad b'bayis chavtes yom. I think it's the Birka Yosef. Right? Im Omad Bebayis Chavtes Yom, V'yatza, 29 days, then you go out. V'yatza, V'achaka Chazar, Yish Lehistapich, B'chazaroso, B'yom Rishon, Yitztarif Hayom Haru L'chavtes, Yom Shekidmo, V'yushlam Mushloshim Yom, V'yish L'tzadi B'zeh. Right? Harav Beis David, Yoradei Simikuf Mem Vav, L'anias Daiti writes, Tzarech Iyon, Maishno Mitalis. What's the difference between this and Talos? The cost of... Muki Yosef, Hilchas Tzitzis, Huva Baruch Haim, Simen Yudal, Siv Gimel, Baga, Dim Hechzira, Toch Lamed, V'chaz Alocho, Eina Mitztarif, Diba Eina Lamed Yom Ritzufim, Ayin Sham, V'ka Eis Eina Tshuva Hanalafon. So that's a good shaylah. So the question is like this: what's the tzad to be mechalik, and what's the tzad to say they're the same? Well, the tzad to say the same, maybe just that they have the same rule, right? The Gemara compares them. The Gemara compares the two, so maybe if it applies to one, it should apply to the other. But maybe we could just try to sharpen up a little bit. And I'd really like to explain the other side. Why would they be different? Intuitively, I feel like there is a difference.
What was the permanent residence until you actually move out? So just because you're not there at the moment, you're still dar there. So,
you're the star. So, what are you saying? What does the 30-day rule accomplish, Lagabi Mezuzah? Avi, hear the question?
Yeah.
Question like this. Why would you say, as some Achronim apparently do, that when it came to Mezuzah, that the 29 could be Mitzdarev with the 1 to make up 30? Even though the Nemuka Yosef, which the Ramal Paskin's like, clearly says no. That by Talis, the days have to be consecutive. You need 30 consecutive days. Why would I distinguish the Gabi Talis? I'm sorry, why would I distinguish the Gabi Mezuzah to say it's different? That's the question. Clearly, the question in the Achronim, whether or not you need to be Mitzdarif the days, or I'm sorry, whether the days have to be Mitzuraf or not. Well, you say no, that if they're not Rotzah, if they're not consecutive, I can be Mitzdarif, 29 plus the break plus and the 1 will give me 30. So I think we at least have to start with the fact that, you know, we just answered your previous question, which is, why don't 15 days add up to plus 15 days to equal 30? Oh, because we're worried about a type of Levisha. And the type of Levisha is only coming about through a 30-day Levisha. A 15-day Levisha plus another 15-day Levisha is not a 30-day Levisha. That's not a Levisha that demonstrates bialis, right? Okay, good. So now I understand why my talis has to be 30 consecutive days. What's the tzad to say mezuzah is different? And really what we have to ask is, what does 30 days accomplish by mezuzah? what does 30 days accomplish by that residence being rented to me, or living there as a renter or a borrower for 30 days, and now is mechayev me mezuzah? Such that I can distinguish.
You're a permanent resident.
It's permanent? You mean kriyas?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, you just want to say it shows establishment of kriyas.
Yeah.
And therefore what?
So even 29 days would still show an establishment of kriyas.
No, it has to be dafka 30.
Right.
But why, so you want to say that's why 29 could plus 1 could equal 30?
Yes.
Why?
Because you could, as long as you have some combination that gives you 30.
You want to say that it's not that we're gozer on a dira of 30 days. You want to say that we're the mechayev on a dira of kvias. And when can I show that this place is my ikar residence? Once I've lived there for some total of 30 days. Right? When are you going to say, oh, the guy's really shakua here? When he lived here for 30 days. Does he have to live there for 30 consecutive days? You wouldn't require 30 consecutive days. Because you could say, perhaps, that the whole idea of being mechayev me mezuzah after 30 days is saying, oh, this is now your dira. This is your house. This is your bias. How do I know that? Because you established yourself there. How did you establish yourself there? By living there in b'derech kviyas. Yeah, see, the Mechaber says even a pundak in Eretz Yisrael is still a 30-day rule. Let's take that example. Forget it, right? Forget about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael now. Forget about it. This is a pundak. 30 days you potter, 31 days you chayiv now. I'm staying in a hotel room. I stay in a hotel room for 30 days. 31 days. So I'm saying, what is it about that that's going to be mechayiv? One possibility is that the chayiv is because I now am a resident here. How do I know I'm a resident? Oh, because I lived here for 30 days. If that's the case, if the reason why this place is now chayiv mezuzah is because I'm a resident here, so I have a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah, so that lechor could come about through 29 plus 1. Right? Because I established residence. Who cares if it was consecutive? It's not a function of consecutive. Function of how meaningful is my time here, existence here.
People leave their house. To
exactly.
You're not going to say it's not their house anymore.
Exactly. Right. So if I say that after 30 days of being in this place, I show that I have a significant enough connection to it, that I am a dar here, and we call it Tzachovas Hadar, so I'm chayiv now as one who lives here as a dar, so that I could understand 29 plus 1. But if you tell me that what happens after 30 days is that the place becomes a bias, where before it's not a bias, then there, it makes sense that you need 30 days, because it's a certain maisa of dwelling that defines it as the bias. A maisa of yeshiva in that place of less than 30 days is not a meaningful enough maisa to define the place as a maisa, as a bias. That's why those days, you'd say not consecutive. I'm sorry, not mustarif. Right? So it sounds like the achronim, the Pesukei Teshuva are quoting, are really dealing with this question. What is the basis for the 30-day rule? And I think the pundak is a good example, because a pundak is just an inn. So there could be two reasons why after 30 days I'm chayiv. Either because now I'm calling myself a resident here, or now I'm taking something that's really held open to the public, and I'm saying, no, now it's a bias. Right? Yes, no? Avi, you hear what I'm saying?
I didn't follow your last point.
I'm just saying there's two ways to look at the 30-day rule. Either 30 days goes to defining me as a resident, or 30 days goes to defining the type of living that I did there, which now translates into whether or not this is a house. That's either 30 days creates a house, or 30 days creates a resident. If 30 days creates a resident, then I don't need 30 consecutive days. If 30 days creates a residence, no, that's a certain type of dwelling, and that could have a tzura to it. It needs to be 30 consecutive days. That would be similar to Talis. Just like talis is only chayev after a levisha of 30 days because that's a certain type of levisha that I'm looking for, so too here it's a certain type of yeshiva in the house, a certain type of living in the house, which now defines the house as a house. But if you tell me just a din in residency, for me, it's okay, I live there, you even have that in secular, right? A guy has to live there X amount of days out of the year, right? Dr. J, if you want to have offshore accounts, you have to live in the house for a certain amount of days out of the year. It doesn't have to be consecutive. You know what I mean?
Theoretically.
That's the same rule over here, that if you want to show that it's a din of my being a resident over here, and now I reach a certain point where I live here, so now you can mechayev me and mezuzah, fine, 29 plus 1. But if you tell me, no, that I have to have a certain type of meaningful yeshiva in this place to define the place as a house, then that has to be 30 consecutive days. And that's a certain type of dwelling. Certain maisa. You know what I'm saying? I think that's good. Avi, you with us?
Yeah.
All right, hang in there. A few more minutes. One more issue on this sugya. And this is very practical. This is very practical for the, you know, for the most part. For the average person. What about making a bracha on a tal shula now? A bracha on a tal shula. So the machaber in that Shulchan Aruch, in that same place, and this can come in many different ways, but the machaber says, if you borrow a talis that is mitsuyases, right?
Who says that's okay?
Well, he says that's the case. Okay. You borrow a talis that's mitsuyases, yichayim miyad. I mean, you make a bracha right away. Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, Yud Dalad Gimel. If you have a Mishnah Berurah, you can take a look. Yud Dalad Gimel, Talis Mitzuyases Kehilchasa Shechaluka Lishtayim V'chol Chelik Yesh Bo Shir L'Sa'atef V'Nishol Chol Achas Me'am Tzitzis Achas L'Shtayim. No, I'm in the wrong place. That's a good halacha, but not what we're interested in here. Yud Dalad Gimel Shit. Sha'ala kishahi mitzuyatses, mevarech alehel miyad. Yichayev right away. Mevarech alehel miyad. What's the matter?
Potter, just because it happens to have it on already, you shouldn't make a bracha.
V'yesh merach mirim, says the Mishnah Berurah. V'sorim shalom levarech, el imki nosom lo beferish b'ma tanam nas lahachzir. Right? Tanam nas lahachzir, that's yours. So I understand that. Ach rov achron maskim psak ha-shulchan aruch. Mishmur says that most posts can assume that Shulchan Aruch is correct. Why? When I gave it to you so that you should be able to use it for the mitzvah. So I lent it to you, sort of coming back to our idea from before. I didn't just give you a kinyan she'ula, kinyan she'ela. I gave you some type of kinyan tashmish. I gave it to you to be able to use fully. I gave you that full usage. Has tzitzis on it. I gave it to you for that purpose. It's a talis that's used for this. So when I gave it to you so that you use it for this thing.
So it should be inherently a matanah l'hachzir.
It could be. I mean, it sounds like that's what they're saying, that that's the das that I had when I gave it to you. So it was understood that you're going to have bialis over that. You could call it matanah l'hachzir if you want, but I don't know if you'd have bialis over the guf hadavar during that. I mean, matanah l'hachzir would give you bialis over the guf hadavar. This is not necessarily you giving you bialis over the guf hadavar. You know, it reminds me of a separate halacha. The halacha in Avelis is, if a person comes to you and says, I want to borrow your garment, I'm going to visit my relative who's on death's door, that when it comes time, if you're there at the time when the person expires, you have to tear kriya, and you can tear kriya on his garment. Ah, it's not yours? Yeah, but he knew that's why you're going. So he gave it to you with that understanding that you're going to do that. Now, the truth is, you have to pay him back for the loss to the garment, but the halacha is that you're allowed to tear his garment. Why? Because he gave it to you for that reason. Sounds like that's what they're saying over here. Same thing. That when he gave you the garment with tzitzis, why else would he give you the garment tzitzis? Of course, he wants to be able to use it. Oh, you want me to be able to use it? So it's not just a stama she'ela on a regular... he made it ksuscha, so to speak, for this purpose. Okay? And since you can't make a bracha on a she'ula, like Heshi said, it's like he gave it to you as a matanah. I don't know if you have to say that's literally what it is or not, but he's saying it's practically that's the way it's going to come out. Practically, for the purpose of the bracha, it's a matanah amanas lahachzir. However, then he dials back a little bit. He says lechatchila bavada yoser tov levakish mehamashal sheyitin lematanah amanas lahachzir. It's better, rather than saying, well, maybe it's like a matanah amanas lahachzir, just ask him that he should give it to you a matanah amanas lahachzir. And then Shalom Yisrael. But he says that's not Li'ikuva. Not Li'ikuva. Then he writes, Vidafka. This whole discussion, this is based on the Taz, is only talking about a talis, Shashalmi no talis ham yuchad le mitzvah. This is where he gave you a talis that people use for shul. Avalim hu begin ha omen levisha. But if he gave you just a cloak of some type, Virak kivan she pasuach rubo osim bo tzitzis, the guy has a baha. Or he has a poncho. And it happens to be that it has dal kanfos. So he puts it on it. Because he had to.
He did it to dafka for
exactly. Him. So over there, you don't have the right to assume that he gave it to you making it ksuscha. He gave you his talis. He understands. You're going to go to shul and you're going to use it. He gave you his poncho. He's retaining a lot more ownership than he would have had he given you his talis. It's an interesting taina that the Taz makes. This is very practical. Let's say you're a single guy, you don't wear a talis, and you say, oh, I'm going out to get an aliyah. And that guy's here and says, yeah, take my talis. Do you make a bracha on that? Do you make a bracha on it? Do you say, oh, he gave it to me for that purpose? No, the Mishmur says, he gave it to you, la'alos l'torah, or la'av l'fnei ateva, or was it down for the Almud? Oh, the duchen, or you're running up to duchen. You're kain. You're borrowing his talis. She'el el mishum hakavod. You wear that talis not to be doing a mitzvah per se, but because of kavod tzibur. Aim of arachin alav. In that case, you don't make a bracha. Why? Do laheretzono lahasha rak lamalbush luchud. Maybe only gave it to you now. You need to wear a talis for kavod tzibur. So I give it to you to wear, but I'm not giving it to you with a kinyan tashmish. I'm not giving you a kinyan tashmish. I'm only giving you a kinyan she'ela.
Really, you're giving him a talis. You're really giving him...
Exactly.
You're not giving him tzitzis. You're giving him a garment.
I'm giving him something that's totally shol. His kinyan is a kinyan of she'ela. It's not a kinyan of mamashas. Right? It's not a kinyan tashmish. I didn't give him a right to use this for that purpose. That's not why I gave it to him. I gave it because for this specific purpose of kavod. He needs to cover himself up. Cover yourself up, that you could do. But to say now that it rose to the level of ksuscha because I gave it to you, that not. V'lo l'haknoslo. V'yish cholkin b'zeh. Am I going to wrong? Is cholik. V'svir lei, d'b'chol gadim b'vorchin. Okay, in kasla b'derech ha'chayim, that's the chavas das, the yoser tov sh'yichavim b'chol elo sh'lo liknos. When you take the talis to go up to the almud, you take the talis to go up to the duchen, you take the talis to go get an aliyah, you should specifically have in mind that you're not kona. You're not making that kinyan tashmish. Why? That way you could avoid this problem. Because Magen Avraham says, you chayav to make a bracha. Taz says, and the Taz really, I think, fits in very nicely with everything that we've seen with the Rav's Mahalach and the Tosos and the Rambam. This fits in very nicely. Sholipnos, kadesh lo yitztarach levarach lekuli alma. Lavad me'atal shashol be'isat tefilo, lo teisbo. If you borrow the talis for davening, obviously the person gave it to you for that reason. What did he give you? Oh, he gave you a kinyan tashmish. Kinyan tashmish, then you have to make a bracha. That's just as good as having it for 31 days when it's not mitzitzis. V'kol ze b'talisos shel ish prati. This is all personal talisim. Avol b'tal shel kohol ke'in shalonu ha'mitzuyos b'bate k'nasiyos tzarech levarech alav l'kuli alma. Mishnah Berurah says, you have to make a bracha on it. Now, for that reason, a lot of the poskim say that when you take the talis of the tzibor for a duchening or for getting an aliyah or for going up to the almud, that and you're not wearing it, let's say, to daven per se, that you should have mafkir, your chelik in it. To get out of this problem. To get out of this question. What's that?
But Tisha B'Av just said take the Shana should take the Tzibor's talis. So, purposely not to make a bracha.
Oh, you mean the morning?
Yeah.
In the morning?
I think so.
It could be.
That would be against.
Unless he says also to, and then to be mafki chelik in it?
I assume maybe.
Maybe there's not.
You have to say that.
Right. According to this, sounds like anytime you take it to the talis, you, right? Okay, I mean there's a bir aloch here also, but maybe we'll stop here, but I thought this was particularly important to do because you see this really flows from the initial svara of what you get when you get a talis that's given to you for X amount of time. So here we're taking it one step further. We're saying sometimes even when it's given to you it's for a very short amount of time, but where the das is that it's being given to you in a certain way, now it's essentially for this purpose, it's ksuscha. It's not ksuscha mamish, yeah, but even a 31-day loan is not ksuscha mamish. It's just the nature of the loan, which is mechayev of the bracha, okay, according to the Rambam at least, according to the Tosfos, it would only be drabbanim, but either way, it's a certain type of loan. Let me just read a little bit of this bialacha, and then we'll stop. So he says, "Ayin b'mishnah berus sifkat nidalef," which is what we just read. Masha kasali in talis hakol da adaita da hachikanuhu kach kasal b'derech hachayim v'timhani lama tzorich lazeh. What do you need that for? Hallo kasal eli rabba kasal da havi katalis shel shutfin. The talis of the tzibur, according to eli rabba, is like I said before, is a talis that belongs to each and every member of the tzibur. I have a chelik in the talis. Kinesbar b'shas tachayav and v'chein yitah b'mordechai b'hilchos sittus. The Yosem is Eshem Mordechai Kosov, Befirish to Lotzicha, Vahod the Kosov Harashbam in Bava Basra. For its own alone, Be'esrik, the Adaita Dachi, who it did with Zehalo Gam Batal Shashutan Chayavis. And then he tries to explain. But at least you see the other idea that the Talos of the Kol, it's not just that it was bought for that purpose, but that's really everyone is a Shutaf in the Talos. And that's why, in order to get out of that problem, you'd have to be Mafki Yechelik. Okay, we'll stop here, and Mirta Hashem, next week, we'll pick up another sugya over here in HaTcheles, another tzitzit-related sugya. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Monday, we'll meet at the same time, 8:30. 8:30 to 10, and then Tuesday from 8 to 9, and then on Thursday again, Wednesday again from 8:30 to 10. Okay?
When you're mafkir your talis, do you get it back after? Or once you're mafkir, you're mafkir?
What do you mean? The tzibur's talis?
Yeah. Let's go back after.
You mean you pick it up, you put it on, and you just machke your chelik in.
I'm out here for now, so I get out
of
this problem.
Yeah, I mean, another time you can pick it up.
Then I take it off because I'm davening or whatever.
You could always take back what was...
I can get back my chelik?
In hafker? Can you take back something you were mafke, you're asking? That's what you're asking.
Right.
Yeah, you can. You could be calling it.
But that's when I forego and it's no one else's, so I can take it again. But once it's...
You only
know. Oh, you know what? I'm after it now. Now it's completely yours. I can't just come and take it. Now it's yours.
But is that the case? I mean, you're telling me now that your chelik now went out to each and every other person in the shul. Is that the, or is just your chelik is still there?
We own a building.
Your chelik is still there.
Now it's yours.
Right. I guess they're learning not. Like that. I guess they're learning that each person has a chelik, and your chelik is just there. It's hafker.
But then they don't own that.
Right. It's not real. Obviously, it's not like regular.
Right. Yeah, so what is it? It's like funny.
I don't know. It's like it's like bittul chametz mitam hefker. It's not real. Not real hefker.
Right.
The Ran says. Good question. I don't know. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention that idea. I don't know. I forgot who is the one that mentions that. I have to see who brings that down. Mm-hmm. Okay, Avi Hirschman. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good. Have a good night.
Okay, you too. Rest up.
All right.
Okay. Bye.